Christmas time. Oh, Christmas hams getting ready. Oh, no, we don't have to play that again.
More than you could ever know. Make my wish
come. You had to go and ruin it, didn't you?
All I want for Christmas is
Fruitman's pie.
Oh, no.
What?
They're decorations, aren't they?
They are not decorations. Do not disgrace the Fruitman's pie.
No, that's like the parsley you get on the top of the steak when you go out for dinner. Nobody eats it.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do so. Why is there a market for them and they make them? Bakeries make them too, by the way. We did the best of Mackaywood Sundays a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Somebody should make the best fruit mince pie.
No, well, you can't. Because it's a fallacy. Like, this is me as a kid, okay?
Go on, here we go. Another counselling session.
Yeah, well, they said, mince pies. I've gone, yeah, you beauty. I love a meat pie. It wasn't meat. It was fruit. It was disgusting.
It is actually quite nice. I'm not a huge fan of, like, stewed fruit by itself, but in a pastry crust, it's kind of nice. Fruit
no,
mince pies. Yeah,
no,
they're good. They're
no,
good.
No, they're disgusting.
Taylor from the Triple M Street Patrol. Fruit mince pies.
I'm with Dave. They're disgusting.
Yeah,
you guys
see?
Are nuts.
I think you're the only person I know that actually eats those things.
They come in, you know, when you get those dodgy Christmas hampers?
Yeah.
That, you know, around Christmas time, they've got the biscuits that have been sitting there for 3 years.
Yeah.
And like little jams and stuff like that.
That's right. You'll use all those, but the mince pies, they
nah,
stay there.
That's the first thing I eat in the hamper. The first thing I eat.
Nah. No way. That's like the filler. Like, if you're putting a Christmas hamper together, that's your filler.
That's not a filler.
Forget about the cellophane. That's your filler right there, the mince pie.
13, 27, 10. Fruit mince pies.
Disgusting.
Lover or a hater? We've got two haters in here.
Yeah. I'd say there's going to be a lot more haters, too.
I think you'll be surprised.
No.
I think you'll be surprised.
I think you're the one that's going to be surprised, buddy. You're the only one that actually eats them.
Nope.
I can tell you now.
Do bakeries make them locally, though?
Well, I don't think they do because they, you know, as I said, nobody eats them. They're used as frisbees. when Uncle
Taylor,
Bob...
Taylor, stop laughing and don't encourage him.
When Uncle Bob starts arcing up on Christmas Day, you start throwing it at him.
They're the best part. There's two things about Christmas I love. Right, Kerry. What I love for Christmas... The fruit mince pies.
The two things that are disgusting in Christmas, you're the one that loves.
We'll take your calls coming up in a moment. BB Rexha now. It's 19 to 7. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Mackay and the Wood Sundays. Triple M. Rexha, Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 the Wood Sundays. And online now, triplem.com.au. Fruit mince pies. We're just talking about that off the air. That's why Dave's laughing.
they're disgusting.
They are good.
No.
Fruit mince pies, at Christmas time, they should sell those things all year round. I would legit buy those things all year round.
You'd be the only one.
That's my fruit consumption.
I think, you know, when the nuclear holocaust is done and dusted, there's going to be cockroaches and mince pies left because they're rock solid. They always are. You could actually make houses of those things.
I hope I'm a ghost from that event so I can eat all those fruit mince pies. 13, 27, 10. Dave's saying more people hate them than like them.
Absolutely.
You and Taylor do not clarify as the final results from a poll, unfortunately.
All right. Well, get on the phone, 13, 27, 10, and sort this poll out. And we know which way it's going to go because everyone hates them. Dan in Bucasia, mate, fruit mince pies, do you eat them or not?
Oh, yeah, fruit mince pie and custard, mate, all the way.
Ugh.
Thank you.
How? Like, I don't understand how you could actually enjoy those things. They're not even real fruit, are they?
It is. It's stewed fruit. That's what it is. It's boiled down and crushed up and... The process doesn't sound terribly good, Dan, but they taste good, right?
Yeah, no,
he's too busy eating a fruit mince pie. Let's go to Jackie. 13, 27, 10. Jackie, do you like the fruit mince pie?
Hate them.
See?
Absolutely hate them.
But why, though? What's the reason behind that?
The taste of them is just vile. My mum has tried to push me to have them since I was a kid, and I still cannot fathom to get
tea. Your mum's a smart lady.
No.
The taste of the pastry, the fruit, not on.
Yeah. It's about as bad as eating haggis. That's what it's like. Well, it's a sweet version of haggis. That's what it is.
I haven't eaten that, but no, it's definitely disgusting. I just don't like the taste of it.
Yeah, thanks.
What is wrong?
Thanks,
look, I love our listeners. I'm sorry, but please, please reconsider listening to this breakfast show. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, even Santa Claus doesn't like a mince pie. That's why you leave the cookies and the milk out on the plate for him.
Nicole, you a fan of the fruit mince pie?
Sure am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Do you know where they make the fresh ones?
I've seen it at Baker's Delight and all the bakeries. The best way to have them is you heat them up in the oven and then you have warm custard with them. Better.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yes.
See you later. See you later, wedding day preparation.
Nicole in Mount Pleasant.
Pardon?
Nicole in Mount Pleasant, you weren't pregnant when you first figured out the mince pies in the microwave and custard was...
No, I never used to like them as a child, but then Mum heated them up one day and then we went, oh, that's so much nicer, like when you have your hot Christmas pudding, and then, so I like them like that. Custard yourself. You can't buy custard. You've got to make the custard yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No, it has to be homemade custard. No. Absolutely with you there.
Way too much effort, right, Alan?
Yeah, hey.
Custard, you like your custard on the fruit mince pies, or do you like them in general?
I like custard, mate, but them fruit mince pies, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Mate, seriously, Jay, you said it before. You said dodgy baskets, mate, them gift baskets. It's the dodgy things going in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Small things, mine.
mince
small
pies.
Things. Thank you. Sharon, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Now, where do you sit with this whole fruit mince pie thing?
They are divine.
Yes, they are. They are.
Do you remember the spicy fruit roll by Arnott?
Yes.
Okay, Jay, that's your answer to your fruit mince pie all year round.
They were filthy as well.
And they were really flat, though. They were really flat,
yeah,
remember?
They were like little pillows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pillows of awfulness.
Dave.
Yeah, but he's a Grinch. He's a Grinch.
Oh, he is a Grinchy this year, isn't he?
Sharon, thank you for the call. Thanks for supporting me.
You're welcome.
See you
have
later.
A good day.
Bye.
I won't now.
You've heard it from everybody. They like the fruit mince pies. More people say they like them than they didn't.
Oh, one person.
Doesn't matter. They won the poll.
Let's put this on Facebook then.
Oh, of course you're going to go down.
No. Let's do it to Facebook.
All right. Triple M McKay with Sundays. Go and check it out now. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. 12 to 7.